Hello, everyone. This is Norma Sweeney again, back to talk to you about Stephen Ministry Training. We are up to Module 11, almost halfway through the training at this point for Stephen Minister. We are Module 11, and the title is Using Mental Health Professionals and Other Community Resources. This module touches on the apparent fact that while we are trained, and trained well, for Christian caregiving as Stephen ministers, there are going to be times when, in order to provide the best possible care for our care receivers, we will need to go beyond the boundaries of Stephen ministry. And so to go beyond those boundaries, we have to have some good alternatives. And there are both referrals to mental health agencies and people and professionals, and also other types of resources that people might need, aside from mental health, to help with the problems that they may be experiencing or the challenges they may be experiencing in their lives and some of the needs that flow from that. So we'll get started now. And of course, we always start with a devotion. And the devotion for this particular class is entrusting your care receiver to God. Very important. How highly should we think of ourselves? And what does that have to do with being a Stephen minister? Well, the answer really is as highly as God does, and it has everything to do with being a Stephen minister. Let's look back at the passage from Scripture at the beginning of this lesson. On page 243, by the way, that is the outline for today. It's a passage from Romans 12, verses 3 through 6a. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. So in this passage, Paul is counseling the church in Rome to think of themselves rationally according to the faith God has given them. They each received the same faith in Jesus Christ, who lived, died, and rose again. In Ephesians 2, verses 8 to 9, it says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is a gift from God, not by works, so that no one can boast. And again, you might question, well, what does this have to do with being a Stephen minister? Consider this. What if in the course of a caring for a care receiver, it becomes apparent that that care receiver needs more care or a different kind of care than you can provide? So I go back to my opening remarks. We're not trained, we're trained to do many things, but we're not trained to provide the most beneficial care in every instance for every person. But if that should be the case, and it more than likely will happen occasionally in a Stephen minister relationship with a care receiver, what should your reaction be? Well, certainly it shouldn't be one of frustration or being ashamed that you can't meet the need, every need of your care receiver. Because Stephen ministers are equipped and trained to provide a certain kind of care, but they're not equipped and trained to provide every kind of care that a hurting person might need, and frankly, no one is. Even professionals can't provide every kind of care that that person might need, and that's why we work together. Some kinds of problems that people will experience will require professional training. You should not expect yourself to offer all that care by yourself. You don't have to minister alone. That's the bottom line. We've said this consistently. And again, in this case, you will not be administering or caring for the person all alone. In Romans 12, Paul tells us that God has arranged all of us into a body. Just as different parts of the body have different functions, so do we. None of us can do everything. And as we're all part of a bigger body, God works his care and healing through many people, not just through one Stephen minister, although he does work through a Stephen minister. Remember, God is the cure giver, not any of us on our own. We don't do any cure giving. We do a lot of caring. So there's no need to be embarrassed. Like if your care receiver winds up needing a kind of care that only a professional caregiver can give, it's not anything to be embarrassed about. Because it's not your job to cure the person to begin with. We go back to that understanding. Now, you may wind up providing care alongside a caregiver, a professional caregiver, or a community resource, let's say, if it's not anything to do with mental health, or even turn over the caregiving role completely to that other person if it's in the best interests of your care receiver. But either way, whether you can continue to provide care alongside the professional, or whether you cannot, or whether you will stop for a while and pick up again later, do so and take that position that is most appropriate confidently and without any guilt or shame. However things work out, remember this, you remain God's beloved, and he remains in charge of bringing the hope and healing to your caring relationship and to that care receiver and to you. I'd like to start now, as we typically do, with our opening prayer. Gracious Father, you have provided us gifts to use in serving you, and you've given us the faith we need to trust in you. Thank you for loving us and for caring for us so generously. Strengthen our faith so that we continually look to you to provide everything our care receivers need. Show us when we need to involve other caregivers or even step aside to ensure that people fully receive your healing care. Help us to think always of ourselves as you think of us, as beloved, redeemed, and infinitely valuable in your crucified and resurrected Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, now for the people who are auditing the class, the next roughly hour, it's a little less than an hour, we show a video. There are actually four videos in Stephen Ministry training. One of them is navigating mental health issues in Stephen Ministry. And so that's the video that we show now. And it gives a really well done overview of the topics that we're covering today. And you would get to also see the Reverend Dr. Kenneth Hauck, the founder of Stephen Ministry, who has a role to play in this video as well. So we show that video next. And by the way, if anyone is interested, we may be able to set it up so you can borrow that video. Once we show it, particularly Nick, I'm thinking of you, if you'd like to see that video, let me know because we can work something out where you can see it. So in preparing for this module, this is after the video is shown and we have a discussion. Or I should say, I'm sorry, there's a couple remarks before the video I just skipped over and I probably shouldn't. Because it's important to remember that when you prepare for this module, you read the book When and How to Use Mental Health Resources and the pre-class reading in your Stephen Minister training manual on the same topic. And the information you got gives you a strong foundation for responding to situations where it's necessary to go beyond the boundaries of Stephen Ministry. That's a good way of thinking about it. There are times when we will go beyond the boundaries of Stephen Ministry because it is in the best interest of the care receiver. Okay. The video is shown, roughly 50 minutes. And when we come back, we have a general discussion on it. which obviously I can't really do at this point with people who are auditing this particular class. But let's move on to the next topic. Oh, if you do get to see the video or a different, you know, at a different time, there are a couple pages where you can take notes, 243, 244. But now we're on page 245, making referrals to mental health professionals. Let's review what to do if you need to make a referral to a mental health professional. Now, you've got some note-taking space there as well, and I would suggest you probably make some notes. As pointed out in the video, which you didn't see, but you can infer what was in it, you're not alone. Not alone. That's big. If a care receiver needs a higher level of care, you won't be making that decision entirely alone by any stretch. There are other people involved. But what you will be expected to do is to have enough understanding of some of the signs of whether that person is going to need extensive care beyond the scope of Stephen Ministry so that you know whether to go ahead and attempt to make a referral. If you notice your care receiver is exhibiting any signs of needing that kind of care, you know, that I'm referring to, first you're going to get a consultation so that you'll have additional guidance and perspectives on what actions to take. In the book, they listed three groups of people that you can consult with in mental health situations. One is our community resource contacts, Stephen Leader and Pastor at Bethlehem. The second is supervision, the supervision group that we've talked about, peer supervision, other Stephen ministers are, you know, that meet monthly and could meet in an emergency more free, you know, sooner if necessary. And our crisis contacts for Stephen Ministry, remember, are our Stephen Leader, which is myself, and Pastor, who's a Stephen Leader, and of course our pastor. So I handed out to you Stephen Ministry crisis contacts a couple weeks back, and also our community crisis contacts. So you've got a sheet that gives that information. And I strongly suggest that you put information where you can retrieve it easily once you have a care receiver. So if anyone needs that handout again, just let me know. Let's take this a step at a time. If the situation that between yourself, you know, the care receiver, whatever they're going through, if it's not urgent and you're not sure if the care receiver needs professional care, you may consult with your supervision group. And at Bethlehem, once again, we meet typically once a month. But we are reasonably flexible because if you have a situation where you think you might have to do some type of referral for mental health and you need that guidance from supervision, then we would call a special meeting. In addition, if you're in a situation, in an emergency type situation that we talked about just a short time ago, you know that you're to contact either 911 or 988, 988 being the link in Cuyahoga County to suicide and other types of crisis behaviors that need help immediately in that particular area. And so that 988 is used for that reason. You'd have to be able to make the distinction between the two. But the point is you wouldn't wait for supervision. And sometimes if it's urgent enough and you have to call 911, you would not contact your crisis contacts for Bethlehem first. You'd do that and then contact myself and possibly Pastor if need be. Okay. A third thing to consider, if it's determined that your care receiver could benefit from a mental health professional, then you will decide who to talk to about this with your care receiver. Now, sometimes Pastor or myself would be the best people to discuss this with. And what I'm saying is, Pastor or myself, one of us, might be the best person to talk to your care receiver about a referral to a mental health professional. But sometimes it might be better if you as a Stephen minister approach your care receiver. And that's because they know you better and they trust you. Now, just for your to give your, you know, give, point you back to the book, When and How to Use Mental Health Resources, the details on this kind of conversation are located in Chapter 7 and Appendix A. And I would encourage you to go back over them as you need to. But most importantly, you always express care and concern for your care receiver. And share some reasons why a referral to a mental health professional could truly benefit them. You use your listening skills, you take time to listen and reflect and answer questions, and all the while remaining assertive. What I mean by that, of course, is that your goal is to make sure that this situation has the best resolution for your care receiver and also for the ministry. Then you're going to provide a list of professionals. Let's say it looks like, yes, a referral should be done. Once you have that list, and we have some resources at Bethlehem that you would tap into to get the right contacts for a mental health referral. One of them, which I hand out at the class, is North Coast Family Foundation. And they are a Christian-based psychological counseling organization that's located locally. And we know them, they know us, and they provide all kinds of counseling services for adults and for children and for families and couples. So they cover the gamut. That's one of the ones we use, and one of the ones that you may very well be directing your, or at least guiding your care receiver to use. And whatever this contact is going to be, though, whatever the referrals are going to be that you give your care receiver, just let them know, once you've shown them, you know, some ideas, let them know that you're going to be following up about the contact that you're hoping they will make at a later point. It's not showing any distrust of them, but it's showing that you care enough to get back in touch with them. Now, we do a skill practice, and we actually practice making referrals to mental health professionals, and we do that, and we pair up because, and usually the class is large enough to have several pairs, which is, thank God for that, and it works very well. And one role is the Stephen ministers, and one is the care receivers. And so you get a chance to kind of do some actual hands-on. I give some background, and just to let you know what it sounds like. Here's some background information. Your care receiver has shared about feeling more and more down, as well as having trouble keeping up with daily tasks and responsibilities recently. The Stephen minister has received consultation, and it has been determined the best option is to make a referral to a professional counselor. So the Stephen minister brings up the subject of seeking a professional counselor, and the guidance or direction to the care receivers or the people that are, who are taking the role of the care receiver is for them, they can ask questions, but generally they should be open and receptive to getting additional help. And then we switch the roles. But it gives a chance to use some of these skills directly. And I ask the question at the end, we have an open discussion in the class, you know, what's the most important thing you've learned about Stephen ministry and mental health issues? And I think probably the bottom line is that there are other resources available when necessary, and that's a good thing. And if done properly, this the best thing you can do under certain conditions is to refer your care receiver to professional help. So we take a break at this point in the class, and when we come back, we're now on the topic of making referrals to other community resources. We spend a lot of time on the ones to mental health because it's more challenging perhaps in some respects and certainly needs to be handled with great sensitivity and caring. But people's needs are not only in the mental health area. There are many needs that people can have going through a crisis especially that would require the help of different agencies or organizations or entities. So now we're looking at referrals to other community resources, page 247 in your book. Now there's a lot of resources out there in our area to help people that, you know, who have needs that aren't connected to mental health, and yet they still fall outside of Stephen Ministry care. So we will consider the steps to take in making a referral to a community resource. And we practice that as well, identifying possible needs for a referral to a community resource, and then practice talking with our care receivers about those resources and how they can help meet their needs. On this, at some point in this part of the discussion, and I really need to get this information to you as well, there's a handout that I give out. There's a handout on North Coast Family Services. There's a handout on assistance programs in Cleveland and Cuyahoga County. And it's several pages long. The church uses this information on occasion. I hand it out more for information. You would never hand this to a care receiver, not in its entirety, because a lot of the things on here don't have anything to do with what their situation is, more than likely. It's an information overload. But you might highlight some areas and extract them from the handout and just hone in and focus on one or two resources that might be helpful. Now, we talk about five steps in making a referral to a community resource. They're on page 247, focus note one. First, identify a possible need with your care receiver. And it may be the care receiver who identifies the need. You know, he or she might ask for help with transportation for some reason. Let's say for a mother, it might be babysitting. At other times, a Stephen minister may identify the need before the care receiver even realizes it, because they hear the care receiver mentioning an area that's been a problem and a frustration, and they need help in it. But they don't realize that what they're really asking for is a third party to intervene. But you pick up on it as a Stephen minister. And you might note that if you can identify solutions right away, then it might not be necessary to go through the rest of the steps we're going through now. But you want to be sure, even if you do that, that you follow up with the care receiver, your care receiver, to be sure that everything's going smoothly with the recommended solutions that you offer. Okay, so step two in a normal process, explore the need with your supervision group. If you and your care receiver can't come up with something quickly, specifically, to meet the need, then the next step would be to bring it to supervision as a possible referral. And supervision can help clarify the need, even identify some of the resources that you and your care receiver may not have even recognized as possible. Now, step three. And by the way, I'm assuming there's none of this is an emergency. So again, you go to the next scheduled meeting of supervision. And that is a once-a-month event at Bethlehem. Step three, put together a list of possible resources, a short list, to meet the need of that care receiver. So like I said, I'm handing this multi-page listing out, but that's not something you'd hand to your care receiver. You just extract from that and hand them the information that is specific for their need. And once you have a clear understanding of what your care receiver's need is, you should be able to come up with that short list. It might be individuals, organizations, agencies. There's a lot out there, a lot in terms of help available in the community. So you have to just fine-tune it to the need of your care receiver. And if you're stuck or getting stuck on this whole process, of course, come to supervision, come to myself, or possibly pastor. You know, we're all in supervision anyway, but if you need to see us sooner, just let me know, because, again, we're there to help you so you're not struggling with these situations alone. Step four, share that short list of resources with your care receiver. And what you want to do is be very encouraging to them to contact the one or two or three different sources you've given them. And sometimes, under certain circumstances, you might offer to help the care receiver to make an initial contact. But that's only if it looks like they really need the help. They should be able to pick up the phone and call or whatever the case may be. And the fifth step, follow up, very important. It's good for the Steve administrator to circle back with that care receiver later to see how the contacts went. And if the care receiver hasn't made any, just encourage them a little bit. Because you might find that case may be that they haven't taken the initiative, or they may have and they may have gotten stuck. Once the care receiver started using an outside resource, ask about how it's going, you know, from time to time. Usually, it's a very, very unusual situation, but most of the time, it's very possible for you to continue with your Steve Ministry care while someone is going to another resource, a non-mental health resource. As I mentioned earlier, some of the time with a mental health referral, you may have to step back. It will all depend on what the professional caregiver advises. And we do respect what they advise because, again, it's in the best interest of the care receiver. Now, if your care receiver says no, or by their actions are not taking you up on that offer of help to locate or to identify or to speak with a certain resource, try to find out why they're hesitating, why they're saying no. And once you understand your thinking, try to respond to their concerns. And just let the care receiver know how using the resources can help them. It can be a supplemental, enhance the care that you're providing. But the bottom line to this, and actually to the mental health referral in most cases too, it is the care receiver's decision ultimately whether or not to use the resources. So we don't force people. It wouldn't work out anyway, even if we did. So it's really important that they, of their own free will, decide to go ahead and get this additional help. So there's another skill practice at this point. And it has to do with identifying additional needs for care. And we do it in pairs. And we also, the way it works, and it's over on page, 249 in your book, Focus Note 2, Descriptions of Possible Care Receiver Situations. We go through this and try to come up with what kinds of care a person might need. Not the actual identifying the agency or anything specific, but more what the needs are. So you're looking at just the types of needs the care receiver might have in the situation described, and we work through each one of these. And there's seven of them. So it's a pretty extensive skill practice. And then we move on to talking to the care receiver. Now, talking to the care receiver about a possible community resource referral. If you look at Focus Note 3 on page 251, you get a feel for what this skill practice is about. I would suggest you read through the scenarios and just kind of think through what you would do in the case of your care receiver having some of those expressed needs. So we're just practicing the actual conversation where the Steve Minister would recommend an outside source. As you probably noticed by now, Steve Ministry does a lot of hands-on skill practice, and it's a good idea. It's a very safe place where you can get comfortable doing these kinds of taking these kinds of actions in a caring relationship before you're actually face-to-face with a care receiver. Okay, so this goes on for several minutes, and we just discuss what, you know, the takeaway was from the different scenarios that were worked through in role play. and what essentially what people have learned. And that closes this class. It closes the module. And we now look ahead to what the assignment is for next week. And the next module is Module 12, Ministering to Those Experiencing Grief. We have three pretty detailed and very, very critical, very, very full of very good information also, modules coming up. The first one is Ministering to Those Experiencing Grief. That's next week. And then we talk about people who are experiencing depression. And you'll understand when a Stephen minister does care for someone who is having depression issues and when they do not, when they have to make a referral. And then the last one has to do with how we make sure that someone who is suicidal receives the best possible care. And that's going to obviously be, if it's ever a suicidal situation, that care receiver needs to have appropriate outside help, professional help, as quickly as possible. Okay, so next week it's Ministering to Those Experiencing Grief, Module 12, and there is pre-class reading beginning on page 255 in your book. And I ask you to read through it carefully and be prepared to learn some really very helpful information about how to deal with someone, how to help someone who is experiencing the loss of a human person in their life, a loved one, and how to help them. So now I'm going to close with a blessing. May our Lord Jesus Christ, the head of his body, the church, bless us and grant us the wisdom, compassion, and humility to do everything that we can to make sure our care receivers receive the best possible care. Amen. And have a good week. Thank you for listening.